Oh man, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? Wow, I don't know, man. I don't know what happened. Well, I do kind of know what happened in this game. I blame this little loss that we had, this game on Thibodeau. I don't really need to blame the players, but what I will do, let me go into my notes real quick. I haven't talked about my notes in the last couple of games, but you know, the first quarter, Randle came out hot. He was stellar in the first quarter, but I noticed something while he was being stellar. And this is one of the things that I've been noticing throughout the season. And I don't know if other Knicks fans notice it. I don't know if they really care to notice it. And it's understandable if you don't care to notice it, but to me, whenever somebody is going off, when it comes to Randle or Brunson, it always feels like at least two other Knicks players is guaranteed to play ass that night. RJ was fucking awful, man. Grimes was awful. Josh Hart was awful. Passing up open three after open three after open three after open three. That bothers me a lot. So in the first quarter, the Knicks start off. We was hot too. We went on an 8-3 run, and Brunson hits an and one layup. I don't have too many notes on the first quarter. It was really a bore to start out the game. The Knicks was exclusively running their offense through Julius Randle, and he was dominated, and rightfully so. Shout outs to Keontae George. He had a non-contact injury in the first, so I hope that young brother get better soon. But the one thing in the first quarter was always apparent in almost every Knicks game: we can't guard the corner three. And I think it's because of the Knicks defensive scheme. So Chris Dunn, he had a couple threes tonight, but he had one corner three in the first quarter, which really bothered me a little bit. Quickly also was going off early. He had two threes early, but throughout the game I felt like Quickly and Brunson both played a horrible floor game. I felt like Quickly and Brunson should have definitely shared the game more. Brunson tried to turn it up in the fourth quarter, and he was playing well going in the fourth quarter. But throughout the game, just a horrible floor game from Brunson today. Horrible floor game from Quickly today. But, you know, at least Brunson tried in the fourth, and I give Brunson that. Let's go right to the second quarter. I didn't like the Knicks' three-point defense. It was terrible to me. Lauri Markkanen hits a three, then Quickly makes a layup. And mind you, Quickly was hot early, but I just felt like he didn't share the game enough in this game in particular. Grimes and RJ was horrible next to Quickly. I wasn't the only one that noticed this. Shout out to D, because he noticed it as well. And, you know, that kind of bothered me. Lauri Markkanen, he also hit another three, and you know, the score was 30-33. And the way they was getting Lauri Markkanen open on catch and shoot threes, they was using inverted screens. And at the top of the key, Lauri Markkanen will pop off a screen for a catch and shoot. He's one of the best catch and shoot three-point makers and takers in the NBA. And he took a wide open one off a three at the top of the key. And another thing I noticed too with the Utah Jazz, when they went down, they went into a zone. And it's really embarrassing at this point that Knicks players fail to realize how to beat a zone, especially our young players, man. Quickly is just horrible when the team turns on the zone. Grimes can't get his own shot at a you know, consistent clip. And RJ Barrett, when he's shooting like this, what the fuck? You know, RJ Barrett was fucking horrible this game, man. Fucking horrible, man. Horrible. Couldn't stop a cold. He didn't play no defense tonight. Couldn't stop a cold. I don't care what's the altitude in Utah. You can't give me that, bro, as the third overall pick. Terrible shot selection as well from RJ Barrett tonight. Did not like his shot selection at all. Quickly was keeping us in the game in the early second at this moment in time because he hit a three and he also hit a layup. But RJ Barrett, man, what the fuck was going on? And another thing I noticed, you know, throughout this game, and it was apparent in the second quarter, there's not enough ball movement this game. I understand, Tibbs, that Randle was going off, but you have to find a way to get Randle teammates going as well. And Randle also got to find out as well. But I'm not going to leave it up to Randle to just try to figure that out. Tibbs got to help him out there. And I felt like no player was in the rhythm in the first half. Shout outs to Dante though. Dante DiVincenzo, he had a nice second half. The first half, Dante DiVincenzo was just non-noticeable. Had no impact on the game in the first half. But the second half, Dante DiVincenzo, he had a nice impact on the game. He had a nice putback too in the second quarter. I hope everybody seen that putback dunk by Dante DiVincenzo in the second. Shout outs to Dante DiVincenzo. Then their rookie Hendricks hits a three. He had 8 points, a block, a couple of rebounds. He stuffed RJ at the rim one time too. I like Hendrick. That Hendricks kid is going to be good. He's going to take a couple years though, probably about 5, 6 years, but he's going to be good down the road. Shout outs to Colin Sexton because he causes an 8 count on Brunson. He was sticking Brunson full court, and Sexton played hard this game, man. Sexton is a dog. I'm not even gonna lie, Sexton is a dog, man. He played hard. He played stellar, and I like the fact that Colin Sexton kept going at Brunson, man. He's not scared of the challenge. When you're not scared of the challenge, man, that's what you gotta see, man. That's what you like to see, man. You gotta love that these cats is not scared to take on the challenge. So shout outs to Colin Sexton for battling. RJ Barrett hits his first points in the game, and he's 1 for 10 at this moment. I can't do this inconsistent shit with RJ, man. That shit bothers me so much, man. And it bothers me so much because you want the kid to succeed, but my G, you 1 for 10. You keep shooting threes. Why the fuck is you shooting threes, bro? And then when I call you Reuben Patterson, and my guy fucking Raw gets on my fucking case and say, why the fuck am I calling Reuben Patterson? It's because these games like this, bro. 1 for 10 at this moment, bro. RJ makes his face first layup. And usually, y'all know, like, I don't do the box score hoeing. Like, if a player shoot bad, he shoot bad, but he can still play well while shooting bad. RJ just played terrible this game. Terrible. Both sides of the ball. The whole Knicks perimeter defense was terrible this game. Brunson was scoreless in the second until the 2 minute mark. Once again, Brunson tried to fight back in the fourth, but Brunson was horrible this game, man. He's not absolved. He was okay. He wasn't horrible. Let me change my word. He was okay. The Knicks also went on a 9-0 run. Dante hits a three. But after Dante hit the three, the Knicks gotta move the ball. IR also had another nice putback dunk to tie the game at 50-50. The Knicks only made 4 of their final 16 shots in the second, and the Knicks was also 3 for 17 from three in the second. But mind you, we're tied. We was tied, we tied it at one point, 50-50. So even though we're not making our shots, you can understand, like, we're still battling throughout the game. Started the start of the third. In my notes, I wrote the Jazz was picking the Knicks apart using inadvertent screens at the top of the key, having Lauri Markkanen run off screens and get Randle off his pivot. And Tibbs didn't seem to have a counter for this. The Jazz was also using screens to get Colin Sexton open off cuts. That's something else I didn't like to see. Tom Thibodeau, as per usual, the man doesn't make adjustments, and I didn't see the adjustments needed to be made tonight in order to win this game. So, Tom Thibodeau, man, you gotta do a better job, man. We about to be on a nice West Coast trip, and I can't be having Tom Thibodeau coach like this during these games. What else? Randle had bricked the middie in the middle of the third, but then right then Brunson and RJ were back to back makes, and the Knicks was fighting still. But then Sexton hits a three. And then Sexton hits a screen and roll. What I think Walker Kessler, who also had a stellar game. Shout out to Walker Kessler, man. Who also had a stellar game. And Sexton was playing beautiful all night, running the point guard role, playing off ball, playing strong. Nobody could stay in front of him. He killed Josh Hart. He killed Dante DiVincenzo. Like, anybody who was in front of him, he was just destroying his matchup. So shout out to Sexton, man. We got to do better job on Sexton. Utah, another thing I noticed in the third, that Utah was moving the ball from side to side, and the Knicks ball movement was only going north-south. When you're going north-south, when you're moving the ball, you're not going to get easy shots. And this is why I have a problem with Tom Thibodeau. Because, yes, you can see Randle going off, right? You want to see Randle going off, but who else is going off with him? It's always like when either Randle or Brunson or RJ, it's always at least two Knicks having a bad game. Always two Knicks. Tibbs got to find a way to try to, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Find balance, bro. You got to find balance, bro. There's no balance with this Knicks team at all. Grimes had zero most of this game, bro. That's bad. And he missed two free throws. I know it's all mentals. It's not even about his play no more. It's just mental now where Grimes got to, Tibbs got to do something with Grimes, man. Getting back to the third, Obajai, he was struggling, but he hit a three. Obviously, Knicks always got these random guys hitting fucking threes on us. And Sims right after get a nice pass from Randle. But here's the story of the game for me. The Utah Jazz had buckets on 23 consecutive assists on buckets. 23 consecutive. That means that on a 23 straight makes, those makes was scored on assists compared to what the Knicks are doing. It was a complete different scene. Knicks offense compared to the Utah Jazz offense. That's embarrassing. 23 straight made baskets off assists. Nobody can get a stop. None of the tall wings can get a stop. There's times in games, and I know a lot of people say, well, the Knicks, you know, they need more scoring. They need more this. They need a tall wing, bro. They need a tall wing that can get us a key stop to stop the bleeding. They need a tall wing so when nobody else has it this night, you know, that guy can get it going. But this Knicks team don't play for each other, bro. They don't play for each other. Randle don't make nobody else better. Brunson don't make nobody else better. I don't know who's making who better. That's a problem. So I'm 23 straight assists on made buckets. That's a problem with your defense. That means that a team is literally shredding your defense and you're having no counters for it at all. Randle has 22 off another layup. But once again, like, where's the ball movement? Like, only Randle's getting the ball. Like, it seems like you get the ball every play. I'm not trying to rag on the young man, but goddamn, Tibbs, can you make other plays for other people instead of having Randle try to create out of double teams every fucking play? It's tough. I got a fucking picture on my phone, and I looked at Randle, and he went in the paint, and he shot the ball, and there was three people around him. Tibbs, can you give that young man some help, bro? Please. Jalen Brunson, where were you, bro? Horrible point guard game from Brunson. Horrible. 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 Randle, he had 11 in the third. And, you know, he was the only one trying to hoop. Shout-outs to Taylor Hall and Tucker. He started to go off in the third, something crazy. And the Knicks allowed 89 points through three quarters. I believe last game the Knicks allowed 97 in three quarters? So the Knicks is getting exposed on a nightly basis. They're getting exposed. When are we going to switch it up? Oh, yeah, we can't because we got to make a trade. You can't switch it up on the fly with this roster because we don't have the troops to switch it up. I love the benching Grimes was cool, but bro, what are we supposed to do? Then the craziest shit is, I was just about to ask myself this question. You know I'm not a box score watcher. Josh Hart has 0 points today. Zero. That's $82 million. $82 million had 0 points today. How is you supposed to win with that? That is too inconsistent, too erratic, too, you're depending on a guy who's not an $80 million player to give you $80 million quality minutes. You can't do that. So I'm not surprised. Brutus, I swear to God, I wasn't looking at the box scores, brother. I wasn't, brother. Grimes has 0 points most of this game. at some point, it just can't be the players. It gotta be the system. Let's go to the fourth. Fourth quarter, RJ tries to find Grimes, but he misses another three. Grimes is just, it's all mental now. It's all mental now. For the people that say Grimes is gonna up his value off the bench, he's not. He's not. Because there's no value in a guy who you benched. You benched him. You didn't allow him to play through his struggles. When you don't allow certain players to play through their struggles, other teams see that. Other people see that. And it's kind of bad. It's kind of sad to me. So, you know, I noticed Knicks fans tonight, and I'm looking at my timeline. I don't see no Josh Hart tweets. But every night after a Knicks game, a million people's talking about Quentin Grimes on the timeline. Are we not noticing the favoritism? It's coming. Now it's trickling down to the fan base. We not noticing the favoritism? RJ Barrett was complete dog shit tonight. Dog shit. He was so bad. I always say to Brutus, and I say to all these dudes in the chat that I'm in, I say, yo, when Randle empties the clip in the first quarter, we might lose that game. This is not like last season. Because when he empties the clip, nobody else has a rhythm. And it's not on him. It's on the coach. Brunson, where's the ball movement, bro? Where's the ball? If I could, look at from afar of what Tibbs did tonight, it's just no adjustments whatsoever. Like I said in my notes for the fourth quarter, this offense isn't tailor-made to get multiple guys going. This offense is tailor-made for like a guy like LeBron James or somebody. You got Ray Allen and Rashard Lewis and all of these shooters, and you want LeBron James to make a decision every play. Like, you're leaving it in LeBron James' hands to make the play. We're leaving it in Randle's hands to make the play. That's a recipe for disaster in the playoffs. Not for regular season, because regular season, but playoffs. Jalen Brunson, regular season is cool. Brunson had, I think he had 7 assists tonight. But they was like meaningless assists. He had 8 assists, actually. Didn't even notice. That's how much his assists have had an effect on this game. Because when you allow 23 straight assisted field goals, you're bound to lose that game. Because the team is just shredding you. They're getting easy shot after easy shot after easy shot after easy shot. Passing to Josh Hart at the three-point line at this moment, it's just pointless now. I watched multiple times tonight. Josh Hart pass up wide open threes and goes into the lane and passes the shot out. It's just stupid now, because now that makes Randle and guys like Brunson and other guys look worse on the court, because you just will not shoot the open three. What a bad game from Brunson tonight. And Josh Hart. Well, to continue with my notes here, Horton hits another drive to the rim. Utah was up 91-84. Kessler hits a putback on Ihart. Kessler had 9 points, 5 rebounds on multiple blocks at that time for the and one. Horton Tucker with another nifty layup. He did the up and under like he Jordan or some shit. And now the Knicks was down by 11. And then Horton Tucker comes back down again and posts up quickly for another basket. And now Utah's up 97-84. Quickly and Brunson, once again, was playing terrible ball tonight. No passing from the point guards. And Brunson had eight assists. What a meaningless 8 assists he had. No effect on this ball game. No help to Randle whatsoever. No help whatsoever. Quickly played. It felt like tonight Quickly was playing for a contract a little bit. He took a shot in the fourth that was so egregious. I'm like, come on, bro. Early in the shot clock, you hoist up a three and you clank that shit. Then Chris Dunn. Where the fuck is Chris Dunn? How the fuck is Chris Dunn hitting layups on two people now that fucking Utah is up double digits? They up 99-84. And then Grimes, mind you, Randle tried to find Grimes multiple times when Grimes is on the court today. And there's comes a time where I don't want Randle to find a guy who's just cold. He's just shooting you out the game. And Grimes, you gotta take it upon yourself. When you're cold, go to the rim, bro. Go to the fucking rim. When you go to the rim, you get yourself easy baskets. That's what Colin Sexton was doing. Colin Sexton, he did that also in the fourth quarter when the Knicks was making their comeback. And then I think it was 108-115. Colin Sexton just put his head down, went to the rim and got free throws, said, nah, fuck this. We ain't going to let y'all come back. Right? Harden hits a three. Taylor Horton Tucker hits a three. They was up 102-86. Harden was cooking every matchup, and it was embarrassing. Lowry marketing at that moment, he only had 18 minutes in this game at that moment. They put him back in. He was on minutes restriction, obviously, because it was his first game back. But he torched the Knicks. Brunson, I knew he was going to lose once Brunson missed the layup. But he missed an easy layup. I said, yeah, we're done. And then right after the missed layup, Harden hits another stop floater. The Knicks was fighting, you know, Dante was scoring, but Sexton came back with an offensive rebound between three Knicks and four and one, and they was up 113-103. Once again, the Knicks, you know, they was trying to make a comeback. They was on a 19-7 run. Dante DiVincenzo had 14 points in the fourth quarter at this point in time. He played stellar in the fourth quarter. Once again, he had a horrible first half, and he had a stellar second half. You know, a tale of two stories. Overall, man, for me, I'm kind of disappointed that the Knicks lost, but I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised because the Knicks can't stop a cold. They cannot stop players from getting consistent penetration to the rim. They also do not adapt enough, and they also don't have the pieces to adapt enough. The Knicks need a trade bad. Really bad. And this West Coast trip, it could get really ugly really fast. And it could get ugly because now we don't have no Mitchell Robinson, so we don't have the safety blankie. So not having the safety blankie is kind of tough for me, because with a guy like Mitchell Robinson, you know, he covers a lot of these mistakes. He covers with a lot of misses that we have. You know, I know RJ was 1-for-11, but I know Mitchell Robinson would have cleaned up a lot of that. But there is no Mitchell Robinson, so we got to find other ways to win. And shout-outs to, you know, Frank Barrett. He said something interesting tonight. And usually I don't see him write posts like this. But, you know, this was kind of refreshing to the timeline, because I'm tired of being the only person sometimes. It don't just be me. It be other people, too. And they'll call it out. But, you know, people will hate this, and rightfully, and maybe rightfully so. But if Julius Randle did what Jalen Brunson did tonight, hijacked the offense, took it out of the hands of by far the best player to try and draw fouls, he'd get crushed for the next 48 hours. Maybe something to keep in perspective. And, you know, this is I agree to an extent. But I felt like both Randle and Brunson hijacked the offense. And it's not their fault. It's the coach's fault. In my opinion, I think the Knicks got to do a better job of trying to, you know, make sure they find balance. And, you know, shout outs to Coach AG. You know, your mans couldn't hit shit either. Josh Hart plays like shit, so you try to switch it off to my man RJ Barrett. I already called RJ Barrett out. He played like absolute dog shit tonight. But how is anybody supposed to get a flow in this offense when Randle has the ball every single play? I know I can't be the only person watching this. This is not fun. This is on Tibbs. Brunson, every single play he got the ball, bro. How is anybody supposed to get a rhythm out there? Anybody. And what's crazy about Quickly tonight, you know, shout outs to Brutus, man, with these random stats. You know, Quickly, you know, he shot well from the field. But Brutus, I felt like he played terrible tonight. Played a terrible floor game, hogging the ball, wasn't making nobody better. I'm all about making your teammates better. I don't see it from this team. What I see from this team is individuals making themselves better. I felt like that was, you know, poor tonight, what I seen. And the Knicks need better more ball movement, man. When you had once again, like, I don't like Eddie, you're probably the first person to come up and speak with me. But Eddie, how the fuck you allow 23 straight assisted baskets, bro? Like, how do you allow 23 field goals to be assisted for made baskets straight? So every single field goal made, the last 23, they're made off assists. That means you can't get a stop. You can't get a stop. They have to find a tall wing. They have to. Benching Grimes was one of the worst ideas I've seen from Tibbs. Because the defense looked worse. I don't know if it's just me, but 89 points today. I think we allowed 97 points last game in three quarters. Look at the first three quarters of how much the Knicks is allowing these past couple of games. This is not sustainable for me, man. With that said, I had two men who joined me on the panel, Eddie and Brutus. Fellas, I'm not happy about this win, man. Utah offense looks so fun to watch, bro. And shout out to Keontae George, man. Get better. Non-contact injury. Those is always the, you know, the funny ones. Maybe he pulled a hammy or something. I'm hoping it's not anything serious. Praise the God, but, you know, shout out to him. Fellas, whoever want to go first, you can go.
Who wants to go? You want me to start?
Go ahead, Ed. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, this is a tough, tough loss tonight. For me, you know, the bottom line is the Knicks lost this game in the second and third quarters. I mean, in the second quarter, the Knicks came out. They shot 7 of 20 from the field, 1 of 6 from the three. Utah outscored us 30 to 19 points in the second quarter after the Knicks had a big first quarter. Knicks had a big lead after the first quarter. You know, we had a lot of points in the paint, but we didn't continue to keep that up in the second quarter. In the third quarter, the Knicks and Utah basically just traded baskets. The Knicks decided in the third quarter that we're not going to play any defense whatsoever, and we're just going to trade baskets like that's a good thing. The Knicks are supposed to be a defensive-minded team, and they traded baskets with the Utah Jazz in the third quarter. And really what killed them in the end of that quarter is when Ihart made that stupid foul on Markkanen with about, you know, I think it was 2 seconds left. And Markkanen, you know, gets fouled on the three, hits the three free throws, and Utah went up. To me, that was the dagger. That was it. I know the Knicks came back a little bit in the fourth quarter, but that play in the end of the third quarter was the difference in the game. It was right there. Obviously, the Knicks couldn't shoot for three to save their lives tonight, okay? 9 of 39 from the three-point line. That's 23%. That's a joke, okay? Knicks let Utah shoot 16 of 42. That's 38%. That's a good percentage for Utah. So, you know, Knicks, again, free throws. They keep missing their fucking free throws, man. It's unacceptable. 22 of 32. That's 10 missed free throws. We hit those free throws. We might be talking about a win tonight. So you go against these losing teams. You go out on the West Coast trip. You miss 10 free throws. You shoot 23% from the three. You deserve to lose. I'm sorry. Also, bench. The Utah bench scored 44 points. Knicks bench scores 24 points. Knicks bench was an absolute no-show. Josh Hart, 0 points, 0 of 4 from the three, 2 rebounds in 29 minutes. We're paying this guy over $20 million a year. 0 points, 2 rebounds in 29 minutes. Unacceptable. Grimes, 2 points, 0 of 3 from the three, absolute zero. Ihart did practically nothing. Brunson and RJ were no-shows. So that's the game, fellas. That's the game. Our bench didn't step up. You know, other than Randall and DiVincenzo, nobody showed up. So when we play like that, we deserve to lose. You miss your three-pointers. You miss your free throws. You're going to lose the fucking game. This is a game the Knicks should have won, but they pissed it away. And that's that.
Randall had 30 and three quarters. He ended the game 32.
Randle played, you know, Randle played pretty good in the, you know, he played great in the first quarter. He played great in the third quarter. That's what he seems to do. He takes off, and IQ played great in the first quarter as well.
Hey, it all to me has to do with how the rotation is done, because he sits out pretty much the majority of the second quarter and the fourth quarter before he comes back in, because he plays the entire first quarter and the entire third quarter. He has to do better with that rotation. He had done it a little bit better in some games, but he can't continuously have him play a whole quarter. Then you got to sit him at least 6 minutes and get him out of rhythm, out of whatever the flow is, and then he got to try to get back in and get it going. And by the time he finishes that third quarter and he comes back in the fourth quarter, there's little to nothing left. You can't do that. You got to save your guys' energy for down the stretch in the fourth quarter.
Yo, man.
So I don't understand his rotations.
Yeah, I don't.
And Josh Hart, how is Josh Hart playing 28 minutes and Quick only 18 when you need scoring, when we wasn't hitting shots and Quick was hitting shots and Josh Hart couldn't hit nothing?
Yeah, I don't know, bro. When he took Randle out and he had Randle sitting for mad long, I said, yeah, we're going to lose this game. Because I don't know if he still know how to sub these guys, but I don't think we have the horses, Brutus. I think that's what it comes down to. And throughout the course of a season, the small players like Brunson, they're going to get beat up. Brunson looks, yo.
Brunson was getting beat down. And he still got 11. He got 16 free throws. And he could have got one. He could have got a foul called on every time he drove the ball. Every time he was getting hit and banged around. But you can't expect a bailout like that. And then you get to the line 16 times, you only make 11 of them. Come on, man.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing, yo. Yo, Grimes missed 2-3 free throws, bro. I say, yeah, this shit is over, bro. This shit is over.
Yo, Grimes got them free chicken, man.
Yo, I would. Yo, you seen our next 10 games, bro?
Oh God!
With this Mitchell Robinson,
yeah, this was not looking good. iHeart was getting dogged out tonight. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Walker Kessler was kicking his ass. Even when he was switched on Laurie was having his way. It was not a good night for iHeart.
What is Taj Gibson supposed to do to help the Knicks?
Absolutely nothing. There's no way that he helps really in this game. Again, it's one of those mercy signings that was contrived by Tibbs, orchestrated by Tibbs, executed by Tibbs.
Yo, the Knicks' next games, the Suns, the Clippers, the Lakers, the Nets, the Bucks back-to-back, OKC and Orlando.
Oh, man. Our answer to our big man is a 38-year-old guy, going to be 39, who was not in the league. And I just can't see that as a viable answer for your, you know, I mean, there's very little out there. I understand the whole, you know, like, he knows the system, this, that, and the other, man. But come on, man. This team can't try nothing new. Nobody new. Because Tibbs doesn't want – he wants people that's going to, you know, check whatever the box he wants checked, and that they're not going to make any fuss around the edges. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be no chance that Taj is going to complain about playing time or anything that goes on around the team. He'll accept whatever it is that he gets, whatever role he has, and that's it. And that's not what you get if you was to bring in a Kai Jones, or you bring in a guy who has some possible talent that we could be looking at for some time that could grow or could become something in the future. No, and I'm not saying it has to be him, you know, the Kai Jones kid, but, I mean, there's guys out there, younger guys, who might be able to provide you something. And we go the old recycle course, and we already know how that's going to end.
Yo, looking at this schedule for the next 8 games, I don't know how the Knicks survived this gauntlet, bro.
Yo, I'm so down after tonight's loss. Like, I'm like so like, bro, I have no fucking words, man. I mean, to piss this game away they did, and the way they came out in the first quarter and the way they were playing, they looked great, and then they just fucking stopped playing defense. This is supposed to be their staple, fellas.
Randall took a seat after the first quarter was over, and the second quarter went to shit.
Do you know we were fucking killing them? It was points in the paint after the first quarter. We had 22 points in the paint. They had 4. They ended up with 54 points in the paint. I think we had 50, something like that.
Yeah.
Unfucking believable.
How does Julius only get 2 free throws for the entire game, and he was playing inside most of the game?
I don't know. JP was terrible tonight. Let's call it like it is. Brunson was terrible.
He was
horrible. I know he ended with 23 points. He was fucking terrible.
Six for 19 from the field. I don't give a 0 from 6 from 3.
And RJ, to be fair, RJ was awful too. He was terrible.
Even worse. 3 for 16 from the field.
You know,
0 for 7 from 3.
That's where Tibbs should have made an adjustment. And I brought that up in the halftime space. You know, with RJ ice cold like that, you got to bring IQ, especially after the first quarter. We had almost 10 points. You got to bring him in and give him the minutes. He got out of rhythm. He got out of rhythm after that first quarter. We could have been in this game had IQ, you know, done his thing. But no.
He did. But, yo, Brunson was getting ate up, family. Like,
Brunson got
dogged.
That's
a Tibbs issue. Brunson.
He was getting ragdolled by Taylor Horton Tucker.
Yep, THT.
Sexton,
yep, THT had a big game.
Yeah, he did. He
and Sexton. Whoever Brunson was on was just eating.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think that's attributed to Brunson being worn out. I think he's worn out, bro.
He's worn out. He's hurt. His ankle, he doesn't hurt. Look right. His gait ain't right. He definitely doesn't have his burst that he usually.
He don't have his legs.
He doesn't have that leg to get that shot up.
No.
He's not getting
his
lift.
He's short, if you notice, on the shots.
Yo, I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all. And I'm not one for the injury excuse. But, yo, Brunson looks horrible, bro, right now. He looks like he's hurt. And RJ, I don't know what's – like, he tried to do a dunk today, and I'm like, usually he'll get, like, 2 inches a little higher, but he don't got the lift. So you should just use your body and go into the rookie because they're going to give you the call because he's a rookie and you've been in the NBA for about 5 years. And you try to go over the top, and he looked like he just could not go over the top. I don't know what's up. And the craziest shit with Tibbs and RJ, yes, RJ, he came out hot smoking, hot fire for 7 games. But look at how this offense is ran. RJ is 0 for 10 in isolation situations this season. He's not an ISO player. He's not a spot up catch and shoot 3-point shooter, bro. He's not a spot-up guy. You got to put the ball in his hands. Brunson having a bad game. You still don't let Quickly play more minutes than this man.
And exactly. Like, our only other guy who could score, really, and he never got the chances to score. He only got 8 shots for tonight. 8 shots.
And fellas, let's talk about that possession at the end of the game. I think we were down 3 points, right?
The three Nova boys misses?
Yeah. The first, it was the Hart. Josh Hart was wide open. The score was 115 to 112.
Julius set him up perfect.
Yep. Then I forget who got the offensive rebound.
Brunson.
Then Brunson went out, shot it, brick, and that was it. That's all she wrote. And the fact that the Knicks even had an opportunity to tie this game.
I can't put none on Dante. Dante was playing his ass off. I mean, he started slow, but he came on very well.
Dante had a big fourth quarter. But still, again, he had a couple missed free throws himself.
You know, those free throws. Again, do you know we're bottom three in the NBA in free throws? We're bottom three. Bottom three. Look it up. Look it up. We're 27th in the league in free throws. 27th for a team that can't shoot. We can't hit our free throws either. It's pathetic.
Again, it was a thing that cost us the game. Free throw shooting cost us the game again.
And 3-point shooting and defense. Oh, we play no definitely. Fucking defense.
Yeah, it was definitely a combination. But if you just hit the free throws, as bad as everything else was, if you hit the free throws, you walk away with a win.
But Utah was bad too. Utah shot, I think, 74% tonight. But they had much less free throws than us. Just throwing that out there.
Let me get Darula Bear, and we got Kyrie. This is a first time. Listen, I appreciate you coming up here, and also abiding by my rules, bro. As far as the random Mavi shit goes, man, I don't do random Mavis. I don't talk ball with random Mavis. I talk ball with real people. So I appreciate you coming up here with a real authentic picture. That's an automatic follow back. I apologize for not following you. So many people follow me throughout the day. So I apologize, bro. With that said, fellas, y'all told me. We had various conversations over the summer. And then we're going to get to Daru. So I definitely want Daru to jump into this conversation. You told me Dante DiVincenzo was going to solve the three-point shooting. Dante is a phenomenal role player. He had 14 and 4th. He's not the problem. The problem is we're relying on Dante to give us starter production. And he's not a starting shooting guard. Now, if he is, I need Tibbs to run a better scheme, especially defensively. Ever since we started Dante DiVincenzo, we've been allowing a lot of fucking points these last. And even with Grimes, too. Fuck that. This ain't just Dante's fault. Even with
Grimes. Yeah, I was going to say that started before Dante got into the starting lineup. Yeah.
I catch myself like, wait, hold on. Even with Dante, too, it's an issue. And I said this over the summer. Once you committed to Brunson being your franchise point guard, you have to make sure that RJ is the two guard and you get yourself a tall wing who can shoot the fucking piss out of the ball, but who can also defend. And you also have to might fire Tom Thibodeau. If Tom Thibodeau is not going to get fired, move him up there with upper management.
State, can I tell you something? Let me tell you something.
Tell me something. And then once you're done,
I'm going to tell you real quick. I'm going to tell you real quick so we go to the next person. Mm. After this month of basketball, once we get to January 1st, I got news for you, everybody here. Tom Thibodeau might be fired. That's how hard the schedule is. And we don't play good against very good teams. So Tom Thibodeau's job might be in jeopardy.
You right sure now. They're not going to give him the out because Mitch is out, man? You know what I'm saying? They tend to want to give guys this, our defensive anchor is out for this long period of time, you know.
Yeah. That it.
But they just gave him his boy, though. They gave him Taj. I mean, you know, either that or he orchestrated it all on his own. I don't know.
Nah, I'm with Eddie on this one. I think the pushback would be too severe for Tibbs to survive because the East is so tight.
Yeah.
If the Knicks go on a losing streak, bro, of any, like, four-game, five-game losing streak, they could easily go from, like, I think we're 6 in the East right now. They could easily.
We're about to move down because we should have been 14-9. Now we're 13-10. So we're already headed in the wrong direction.
Remember, that Phoenix game and Clippers games, they're back to back. That might be 0-2 right there. Right off the rip, 0-3.
Yo, Daru, what's up, man? This wow.
Yeah, we just moved to number 7 now. We're behind the Miami Heat.
So we're officially a play-in team, fellas.
A play-in team right now.
What's up, fellas? I mean, this was the game that we were supposed to win tonight on the trip. And we got handled. I'm watching Brunson, and we could talk about the injury. It looked like, to me, tonight, the bully got bullied. the bully was getting bullied by both Sexton and whatever his name is, three guy names.
THT.
Three names.
THT.
Yeah, THT. He was getting bullied tonight. And he was getting bullied to the point that he was crying to the refs that he was getting fouled and wasn't getting calls. Yet he put up, like, what, 13 free throws? Went to the line, like, yeah, six, 16, 7 times. 16
free throws. 16 yeah. free throws.
And he crying. Yeah, he got bullied tonight. I don't know when Knicks fans are going to see it. I don't think the rest of the league mind Julius Randle scoring. They really don't. I think if you go game plan by game plan for each team, they don't actually mind Julius Randle scoring. They don't see a Julius Randle 30 the same way they would see a Giannis 30. Some people, you just don't mind them getting their points. You get their points, you feel like we'll still have a chance to win. But, you know, hats off to him for getting his points tonight.
Nah, yeah. I don't see it that way in this game, Darude. The man shot 61% from the field, man. How much more do you want him to do? Nobody else came to the party, brother.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not a matter. Dante. It's not a matter of
and Dante
wanting him
joined
to do
the
anything.
Party a little late.
Yeah, it's not a matter of wanting him to do anything. It's just I'm just saying the way the rest of the league sees it. I don't think the rest of the league fears Julius Randle scoring.
I would fear it. I would fear it because he's playing inside, man, and he was looking pretty dominant, but nobody else came along for the ride.
I think a lot of times it takes your offense out. Sometimes, I should say, it takes your offense out of rhythm when he's going early. I think the end of the first quarter was telling. He had his 14, put up his 10 shots at the end of the first quarter, and I saw a bunch of other zeros along the way. So,
yeah, guys was taking shots, man. Come on, JB took 19 shots. RJ got 16 shots. So guys was getting shots.
I'm not here to bash, man. I'm just saying that in my opinion, the rest of the league doesn't fear Julius Randle scoring. I don't think everyone 30 points is the same thing. And I just don't think that
I agree.
Yeah, I don't think the rest of the league mind Julius Randle scoring get his points for the Knicks.
I think tonight's a perfect example of that. I disagree with that.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
I disagree. Yep.
That falls in line, Darude, with the quote. You know, I always say, Randle's in the wrong role. And in this role, every time I said this earlier, Darude, and I want to hear your take on this, especially after what you just said. Every time Randle has a good game, OG, it's always at least two Knicks playing ass. Whenever you see a great players have good games, you always see other players next to them, especially the others, play well. So why is it when this man is scoring 30 and three quarters, mind you, ended the game with 30, is it when he's playing well, nobody else has a rhythm in their games? Nobody.
And really, it's all three of those.
Can somebody answer that for me? Because I'm still
really,
confused.
Really, it's all three of those.
No, like, answer for it. And I don't understand.
Really, it's all three of those dudes. Because if you look at them and they get when they've gotten their high number of points, the Knicks lose consistently because it's three ISO players. So it's not a lot of ball movement. They're not getting it off of making the pass and getting the ball back, or anything of that sort.
Julius was giving the ball to a ton of people who was missing their asses off. He had six. What did he wind up with? Six assists. He should have had about 12. That's how bad it was. He was moving the ball. I don't get what y'all was watching here tonight, and his game was. Exactly what we've been saying we wanted him to do. He wasn't shooting a ton of threes. He wound up having to take more than I think he probably wanted because nobody else could hit shit.
Nobody's talking about Josh Hart. 29 minutes, 0 points.
That's another thing. Josh Hart. If Josh Hart is out there and he's not giving you offensively, then who is he guarding defensively?
I don't know.
Who was he guarding out there tonight?
He was guarding Taylor Horton Tucker. He was eating his food. He was guarding Colin Sexton. Sexton was eating his food.
He was on for a little bit.
Marketing, which is stupid. He was eating his food. Yo, Brutus, you got to understand, Randle, it's like when he gets the ball, it's like he's not making nobody else better, bro. And then when he's trying to make other players better, it's always at the wrong time. I'll give you an example. Why are you overpassing the Grimes in early? I think it was early fourth quarter. He passes it to Grimes like 5-6 times. You know Grimes is cold. Shouldn't your IQ tell you to look for somebody else, bro? Like
Randle. Everybody was fucking Cold State.
Yeah, but cold. So then that's a coaching problem. So why you have Grimes still on the floor? But continue, Daru. My bad.
No, I just. This team is as it is fatally flawed, and what we saw tonight is something that we pretty much saw the entire year. Mitch covered up a lot of flaws, not only on the defensive end, but on the offensive end as well, with second chance points off of offensive rebounds, second chance opportunities, offensive rebounds, putbacks, the whole nine. He covered up a lot of flaws tonight, and the amount of penetration that this team gave up from guys that who's supposed to be very good defensively. And I include Dante on it. Sexton's a player. Don't get me wrong. Sexton's one of my young guys. I mean, they call that dude Young Bull for a reason. But Sexton was eating at will. And you watch this team, the more games you watch of the Knicks, the more you see how much this team has to overcompensate for Jalen Brunson on the defensive end.
Yeah.
And it's killing him. And without Mitch out there, I mean, he plays hard. He's going to give you a lot of effort, but he's limited in what he's able to do physically and skill-wise on the defensive end. And the more he plays, the more that's going to come out.
Yeah. My fault, Daru.
Nah, go right ahead.
I seen a tweet, Daru, that Swinney Poole put up. Did you know the combination of Brunson, Randle, and Ihart allow 120 points as a defensive rating? Like, their defensive rating was 120. So I'm not surprised. If I'm Mitchell Robinson, Mitch, don't come back this season, bro. Don't waste your future for this coach. Let this coach sink.
Let him say, we got some hands up, just giving you an FYI.
Let Taj go out there and save the day.
Oh, yeah, we do got hands.
You want me to help you? Hit me with the co-host if you want.
Yeah, please. This shit kind of hard at night sometimes. I be wanting to roll up and shit. I can't roll up and shit.
But, I got you.
I think
it was Chris was in the room first. Chris, but Da, are you finished with your take?
Oh, well, one more thing. Hey, man. Dante found a way to get 14 points in the fourth quarter, even playing in that starting unit.
Yes,
just saying.
The man was cooking tonight.
He found a way to get the ball enough and get in the right spots.
Yeah, he did.
To be open.
I'm trying to.
He ended up with a very good game. There's no question. Defensively, I can't vouch for that, but offensively, he got it going. And one of the people that was looking for him pretty religiously was, Julius, but also that was a ton of Brunson's assist was just, you know, he didn't have a shot and he kicked it over to Dante. That's it.
Yeah.
You got to work to get yourself open. You can't hope to be seen. You got to be aggressive and make yourself seen.
That's true.
You know,
that's true.
People not going to baby. They're not going to baby feed you out here, man.
Nah, but they got to though. That's if Dante is not receiving the ball, Brunson. But you know what?
Let's come back to this. We got hands up. Yeah, we got people waiting. Yeah. I think we got to go to Chris.
Chris, what's up, bro?
We're gonna go to Chris and then Andy. I think that's it. Go ahead, Chris. What's up, my man?
I wanted to answer your question, State. The reason Knicks players play bad when one of Randle or Brunson go off is because they don't start trying to go off until they realize players are playing bad, and then they start chucking to try to keep the team afloat. It's bad design by the roster. when they need they those guys look at the roster and say, shit, they don't got it tonight. I got to start going to get mine. And that's how the roster ends up working every time.
That's a good point. But that's also coaching. That's tied to coaching. That's not just a...
No, it's 100% coaching. We need to get rid of Tibbs.
Yeah, that's tied to coaching.
You guys all might get your wish after this month. I'm telling you right now, when you look at this schedule and you look at who we're playing against, we have a bunch of road games. We play better at home. We look at this. You go to January, up until January 1st, you guys could all look at the schedule. We are playing nothing but tough games. Tibbs now almost got fired last year, if you guys remember, at the same exact moment in time, except the Knicks went off and had a perfect West Coast trip. That's not going to be the case this year. So you might all get your wish come January 1st, just giving you that heads up right now when it comes to Tibbs being the head coach of the New York Knicks.
And can we talk about something that's stupid real quick? Why are we playing Phoenix, Clippers, Lakers with one of those games being a back-to-back and the back-to-back isn't in L.A.?
Because Adam Silver wants the Knicks to stealth tank.
Like, you're playing the Lakers and the Clippers back-to-back. That should be your back-to-back game because then you're not freaking traveling. That just makes sense.
Yeah, but Chris, Phoenix to fucking L.A. is like a fucking hour flight at best. Tops, it's a piece of cake flight.
I know. It's still
very, very close.
It's in the same state, city.
Yeah, just but it's easy. I get what you're saying, but it's not like you're not going far. It's like flying from fucking New York to Philly. It's a joke.
No, they want to give them an extra night in L.A. so that they could, you know, definitely hit that nightlife.
God. You never know.
To lose the game.
Oh, my God.
And that Lakers team, I don't like any of these matchups. None.
I don't either, yo. I don't. Yo, iHeart, God bless you for the next few
games. Terry Ethan, 25-14 tonight. Oh, my God. I don't want to look at it no more. Sorry. Oh.
Yeah, one of State's pickups, one of State's wants is Tyree Easton. But Kyrie, what's up, man? What did you see tonight, man? I'm just looking at a Knicks team that Tibbs just don't know how to find balance. And when you have a guy like Randle going off in the first quarter, you can't sit him for that long. He's already hot. You have to play him. On top of the fact, Brunson,
State.
Share the game.
State. Let Kyrie get his take off, and then we'll talk about Randle and all the shit. Let these guys get their takes off, all right?
All right. You're right. My bad, Eddie.
You know what I'm saying? We got to let the people speak.
Kyrie, what's up, bro? It's your first time up here, too.
You know, everybody share the space. Share the fucking space, please. Share, retweet all that shit. Share that shit.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate you, OG. Kyrie, what's up? Andy, we'll come to you next. But, yo, Andy, you know my fucking rules on fucking Twitter. I don't do the fucking random avies, but I'm going to let you rock tonight because I know I don't want Eddie on my case. Kyrie, what's up?
I'm cooling, bro. What's happening, y'all? What's good, everybody?
Shit. Regular.
Man, you know, what I see with the offense is it's heavy ISO between Randle Brunson and RJ. Whoever get the rock, they could go one-on-one. They're just going to go one-on-one and everybody's going to pick a corner. You know what I mean? So it's not like it's a bunch of movement with the ball on the offense. There's no flow to it. You get the ISO going first, and then once you get the ISO going, whoever the hot man could draw and kick when they draw a double, whatever they can do. You know, and with our defense got exploited, like I said, without Mitch. Everybody is like weak as hell defensively. And there's no reason to have Josh Hart playing power forward when he's not a power forward. So most of the time when Josh Hart is playing power forward, he's getting destroyed inside, outside, wherever. And that seems to be a problem. It's always been a problem for the Knicks since his roster was constructed.
Yeah. That's all. Yeah, yo, thank you, bro. Thank you, bro. When Josh Hart struggles, I'm not even going to blame him no more. Because he's being played out of position. 0-for-5, you know, very disappointing from a player that's making $82 million. And these are the type of games that I was arguing with Knicks fans about because you don't want your $82 million player scoring 0 points. I've always said when you get paid that much money, you can't average under 10 points. I think that's disingenuous. But you know what?
Isn't it a way to, like, get him into the flow of into a flow of an offense. You know what I mean? Like pass, cut, pick. You know what I'm saying? And somebody will get open easier than trying to waste 18 seconds on the shot clock and then. Yeah.